I already got this experience in Doha last year. Yeah. First of all, it was unexpectable change the court from Suzanne Lenglen to Philippe Chatrier. So that was the little bit weird point for me. I couldn't serve when I just came on the court. Yeah, but this is, I think this is important experience, and I'm really happy that at the end I was mentally more tough, I think.
Yes, yesterday, Dasha, when the decision to stop was made, I mean, what was kind of your mindset at that point? Because it would be easy to say you shouldn't stop because you had the set and things. What did you think?
No, I was happy to stop. Yeah, because it was already dark. I was framing a lot of balls and I was getting really tired because first set took a lot of energy from both of us, I think. Yeah, and at the end I was happy that we finished on the 3-all in the second.
Congratulations. Tell us about your emotions, how you felt after the win, and what this means to you.
Means a lot, of course. It's my first quarterfinals in the Grand Slam. And I mean, but I already have to forget about it because I'm playing already tomorrow. Yeah, I'm already starting to think about next match.
Dash, when you are standing there and you're on court Philippe Chatrier and Fabrice Santoro is talking to you and he says, "I love how you play." What does that make you feel? Because I've been talking to a bunch of journalists that kind of say the same thing, just the variety. I've been very impressed.
Feels really great because Fabrice, he used to play really special way of tennis. And I really like the way he used to play. And for me, yeah, when the guy like this, like unbelievable player, saying something to me in front of all the crowd, for sure it means something.
Renee? Tasha, how important was it for you to also have these experiences this year in New Wales and the final set you've played just for this match with the delay, with starting over on the next day? How important was that just to maybe, do you think you would have handled it today as well as you did? Without the experiences that you had this year, or how do you feel about that?
Tough to say, but I think, of course, every time we get some experience, it shows in the next matches, in the next tournament. So, yeah, I'm happy that I'm getting this experience as soon as possible. Yeah, and I think I'm learning pretty fast to manage this critical situation.
Daria, congratulations. Are you good in strategy, in game? Because some of your points are won with great intelligence.
Again.
Are you good in strategy game?
I'm trying to play more strategy game because, you know, I'm not the biggest girl to hit the balls so hard. So I have to find the different ways to win. This is interesting.
What kind of tactical problems does Caroline present as an opponent?
You're always asking this question, but I never answer. You keep asking me. It's too easy if I will just say the answer.
There were some long rallies in the match where you were playing lots of attacking shots. What gives you the confidence to be so attacking, even though the rallies are so long? You keep going for the lines.
For me, actually, it's not really natural to hit the lines with aggressive shots. Yeah, normally I'm just like to run and bring the balls back. But as I said, the women tennis become very powerful. And yeah, I have to get used to it and try to not only running, but also create something with my game, with my shots. So that's it. If you want to win, you have to adapt.
Dasha, I know you beat Caroline twice this year already, but how confident did you come into the match yesterday when you were stepping out on court?
Not confident at all.
No?
Not at all. Because, as I said, because of the change of the court, because of the long waiting, I didn't know what to expect. So I was just trying to play the simplest game I could. Yeah, and at the end it was working.
You've just come fresh off of basically fresh off the court, but you've got Sloane Stephens in the quarterfinals, and you played her twice, once on hard, once on green clay in Charleston. Just what sort of challenges do you feel does she present in that match, and how do you look ahead to that?
I don't know, I didn't see one her match here. Yeah. Of course, I expect from her 100% of her abilities, because it's quarterfinals of the Grand Slam, of course. And for sure, if I want to go further, I have to also show my best. So I think it's going to be a pretty interesting match to watch, because we're both like playing, more or less. And yeah, have to prepare.
Yelena Ostapenko won here last year. At the start of the tournament, she was an underdog, and not many people thought she could win. Can you see how some people are looking at what she did last year and saying that you could perhaps do that this year?
I try not to think about it. Actually, I didn't think about it before. I'm just trying not to put pressure on myself, because someone won a Grand Slam already. My age won a Grand Slam last year already, so I'm just... Everybody has his own way, and I'm following my way, so that's it. I don't want to like to talk about someone else winning Grand Slam. It doesn't matter.
Are you going to be watching tonight, this evening's match, or the next match, I guess, on Châtrier at all? And what do you think of that one?
I don't know at all. Really, I don't know what to expect from this match. And I'm very bad in this, to expect something. Yeah, I only follow Nadal. And I'm always... On the other Roland Garros, I say Nadal wins and he's winning. So in this, I'm pretty good. I don't know. I think both players want to win so much. And we just will see, because I think everybody is waiting for this big battle. Yeah, and a lot of people will sit in front of TV and support their players. But I don't know. I'm not sure if I will watch this match, because my house, which I rent, expired today, and I have to change the hotel. Yeah, this is the problem.
Hold on, what? Your
I rent the house, and it was until 5th. And today we decide to move today, so not in the match day. So yeah, we're moving to the hotel. Yeah, it is what it is.
Did you book it to today because that's all that they had, or did you book it through today because you thought you might not need it after today?
You know, no. I booked it through Airbnb, so you have to pay in advance, and you never know what is going to happen. And if you are in the middle of the second week, it's fine to go to the hotel, you know? Yeah, I'm not complaining.